Lesson 23, the 23rd lesson.
Constitution, fundamental law of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. Chapter 1, the organization of society.
Article 1, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics is a socialist state of workers and peasants.
Article 2. The Soviets of Working People's Deputies, which grew and attained strength as a result of the overthrow of the landlords and capitalists and the achievement of the dictatorship of the proletariat, constitute the political foundation of the USSR.
Article 3. In the USSR, all power belongs to the working people of town and country as represented by the Soviets of Working People's Deputies.
Article 4. The socialist system of economy and the socialist ownership of the means and instruments of production, firmly established as a result of the abolition of the capitalist system of economy, the abrogation of private ownership of the means and instruments of production, and the abolition of the exploitation of man by man, constitute the economic foundation of the USSR.
Article 5. Socialist property in the USSR exists either in the form of state property, the possession of the whole people, or in the form of cooperative and collective farm property, property of a collective farm or property of a cooperative association.
Article 6. The land, its natural deposits, waters, forests, mills, factories, mines, rail, water, and air transport, banks, posts, telegraph and telephone, large state-organized agricultural enterprises, state farms, machine and tractor stations, and the like, as well as municipal enterprises, and the bulk of the dwelling houses in the cities and industrial localities, are state property, that is, belong to the whole people.